Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Culp. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jaster. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Larry Jaster. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Santo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flood. Santo reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Flood hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Maris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flood moves to third. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hundley hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Savage hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. the Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shannon hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Javier hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Maxville hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Culp is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jaster hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Flood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Phillips who is chasing the ball. Maris reaches third base with a triple. Brock scores. Flood goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Orlando Cepeda batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maris tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. Savage moves to second. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Norm Jigan pinch hits for Ray Culp. Norm Jigan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jigan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Shaw now pitching. Mike Shannon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Shannon is 0-1 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Javier is 0-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Maxville is 0-1 in the game. Maxville hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jaster is 0-1 in the game. Jaster hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Javier moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brock is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kessinger is 0-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Beckert is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Williams is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Ron Willis now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santo is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Becker tags and scores. One out. It's Cubs, 3, Cardinals, 3. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hundley is 0-2 in the game. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Savage is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Savage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Phillips is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Flood is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Flood is called out on strikes. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Maris is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Maris strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Willis covering, for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kessinger moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Williams is walked intentionally. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to third. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shannon. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Shannon steals second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxville is hit by the pitch. Dave Ricketts pinch hits for Ron Willis. Dave Ricketts is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ricketts hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Jackson now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Savage is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. the Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Maris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Maris reaches second base with a double. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Shaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Shaw moves to second. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shannon is 0-for-3 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-4 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCarver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Savage is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Savage hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Tolan pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tolan takes first base on ball 4. Alex Johnson pinch hits for Al Jackson. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hartenstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Tolan moves to second. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tolan scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Kurt Flood batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Flood is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Flood hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Jim Ellis now pitching. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Maris hits a ball on the ground into right field. Savage picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Savage. Brock scores. Flood goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.